CBA Mobile.
KB4CPA, is that correct? Mobile, WA2, WMR, Whiskey Alpha 2, Whiskey Mike Romeo, Mobile 4.
Good afternoon, name here is David, and yeah, I don't think we talked on 2 meters FM, welcome.
David, name here is Lind, Lima, India, November Delta. Home QTH is Springfield, New Jersey. No. This is Springfield, New Jersey, too, but Springfield, Virginia. We're on our way to Decatur, and we are on a detour. The GPS said it would save us a lot of time. I find it very hard to believe that I saved anything. Never get off the interstate. WA2 WMR Mobile 4.
Decatur, Georgia. Well, so what road are you on? I know there's evidently 85's at a standstill somewhere around the Greenville area, so... thank goodness I don't have to go that far. I don't have to get on 85. But anyway, what highway are you on?
I'm on 178, I believe. And I'm about 6 miles from 85. Hopefully that got me around the traffic. I'm following the directions of the GPS, so... hopefully it knows where it's taking me. My wife once had that kind of a situation. She had to call me on the cell phone, and I had to get on to Google Maps, and she had to tell me where she was, and I then had to direct her because the GPS was taking her around in circles in Baltimore. So. Hopefully this thing knows what's going on. WA2 WMR Mobile 4.
So, let's see. So you're headed south on 85, 178. So, what town are you coming up on?
Oh, no. All I know is the GPS says I'm 5.3 miles from 85.
Trying to remember. I've lived here all my life and I can't remember what road highway 178 is. Anyway, well, I tell you, 85 is great when it's when the traffic's moving, but you just never know. It's kind of you just kind of roll the dice when you get on 85.
WMR Mobile 4. Yeah, I think that's the way it is with any of your limited access roads. I remember the New Jersey Turnpike from many years of driving a bus from central Jersey into New York City. And when that thing went down, you were stuck. In fact, I remember one time we were stuck so long that we were in the center lane of three, and the traffic's passing us on the right and they're passing us on the left, and we're stopped. And we're not going anywhere. And finally, we got a break into one of the lanes. And, 10, 15 vehicles up, there's an 18-wheeler, and the driver has fallen asleep. So, that's the way it goes on interstates. WA2 WMR Mobile 4.
Or CBA. Well, I've actually fallen asleep at the wheel years and years ago, and I was working two jobs, and we were I was leading a revival, and doing that every night, and I was driving from Greenville to Clemson every day, which is about, I think it's 45 minutes, an hour drive, and I fell asleep and easily just about halfway to where I was going, and which was Traverse Rest, and I woke up right before I hit the car. I had time to slam on my brakes, but I was going about 50 miles an hour, and I slammed into this land yacht, and man, he had a trailer hitch on the back, so it made a big V in my front bumper. That was back when we had bumpers on cars.
Back in the day when we had bumpers on cars, and you could get a bumper hitch, a bumper mount for your HF antenna for your mobile station. I've got an SUV and I can't for the life of me figure out how to mount an HF antenna on it. What I've got is a 5/8 with a 5-inch magnet. The original magnet, you know, you get doing 60 miles an hour and a truck passes you, it goes. So I got a big 5-inch magnet for it. But I've also had the experience of dozing off. I think I was out for about 10 seconds. And I said, gee, this feels so nice. Hey, wait a minute, stupid. You're driving a car. Wake up. You know, that was kind of what went through my head, I think. WA2, WMR, Mobile 4.
Back in, gosh, probably about 1980, 81, something like that. I failed to mention I also had a cold, and I was taking cold medicine, and it made me drowsy. So it was the middle of the week. I think it was Wednesday night, and man, I tell you, my body just had all it could take, and I was just pushing it too hard, but. Anyway, it's not a good feeling to wake up behind the wheel. Not a good feeling.
That's for sure. Did you do anything on field day? We've been operating QRP since 2011, I think it was. That was my first field day, and I was first licensed in 1962. So, first field day, and I made a video of it. It's up on YouTube. And I made a video of this one also. First one was 27 minutes. This one was 2 minutes. And the link to it is on my QRZ page. WA2 WMR Mobile 4.
Our Greer Club just had a field day a couple Saturdays ago, I believe, and I didn't get to make that. But I'm sure it went well. That they always do a great job, and. But I did miss that, and we're having a deck put in our house, and they're supposed to have already been done with it, but they're not. But anyway, they cut my coax. I had it buried, and I showed them where it was buried, and doggone, they hit it dead center.
I've heard. I have a vertical in the backyard in the trees, and I got a deck sticking out to a point where the ground goes up about 6 feet, and at a 45 degree angle, we got steps going up into the back section, and that's all wooded, and there's only a small path between the deck and the beginning of the incline. So I ran the coax along the side of the house, along the deck, and then just kind of put a little slit in the ground between the deck and the riser, you know, the incline. And then it's all above ground from there out. And I got, I've got 20, 25 foot radials on that. And it works out nicely unless I'm trying to do something close in on 80 meters. That I have problems with, WA2, WMR, Mobile 4.
I'm out of that noisy section. I copied everything you said. Well, it wouldn't have been so bad. I've got a Carolina Wyndham, 135 feet long, and the guys were, that were working on it, he actually fired his people are idiots behind the wheel. Don't know they have the right of way. Anyway, he fired his crew. They weren't doing anything. That's why the deck's not finished. And but they were all Latinos, and they didn't speak English. And he was pulling down on the vertical part, the feet and the choke, and he wound up pulling all of that out of the PL-259 that screwed into the Valum. So it's all up there, about 40 feet up in the air. I just can't get to it. So I've got to get something to, you know, get it down the line. I've got a cord connected to it, but it's on the wrong side of the tree. So when I pull the cord, it pulls the antenna higher. So that's not helping. So anyway, I'll get it down. It's going to be a pain, and then I'll have to rebuild it, and then I'll have to shoot it back up there.
WA2 WMR Mobile 4. Well, as you were describing it, what occurred to me was make like you're going to throw a wire antenna up into a tree, and instead throw a rope over the antenna and then pull down on the rope. That might work. And I use a 77 foot end fed random wire with a 14 foot counterpoise. I found a chart on the internet that seemed to indicate that on all bands 80 through 10, that will present a close, a small enough SWR that most tuners could handle it. And I found that the tuner in my K1 Elecraft does, in fact, work. So, anyway, if I'm getting noisy, maybe I'd better say 73. Thank you very much for the company, and you stay safe out there. WA2 WMR, Mobile 4, be clear after your final.
I'm getting ready to tell you, I got to go because I'm playing tennis, and I just pulled in the parking place here. Yeah, I'll get it down. I'm gonna shoot something over the line and shoot some fishing line over it, and then pull a cord over it and pull it down. So, or try to pull it down. So, I'm hoping. I'm hopeful. Let me just say that way. Well, listen. I hope your traffic situation gets better, and y'all be safe going down to Georgia, and. It's good to be with you on 2 meters FM. And I'll say 73, so KV4 CPA clear.
2 WMR QRT.